about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So for those of you hoping you were going to be able to get a little caffeine boost through gum, Wrigley's Gum has taken their caffeinated gum off the market just temporarily, right, out of respect, they say, for the FDA. Smart move, okay? You want to look like you're the FDA's best friend, because as soon as the FDA says what you're doing is okay, it could go back on the market. So we'll just kind of tell you about that and the scoop on that. Another study has come out saying almost half of parents have admitted to taking money from their children's savings. And 51% of those people don't even feel guilty about doing it. So we'll talk about that. I think we've all, I've taken some money out of my kid's wallet. I paid him back. But if I need cash, I'm like, honey, I need to take some money and I'll give it back. You know, I gave the kid the money. Why can't I borrow it? Then remember we had a gentleman in Las Vegas who had 132-pound scrotum. He did have the surgery. It was removed, and he says it's a huge success. He's a very happy boy. And then a lot of you ladies wear eyelash extensions. From what we understand, medical experts are saying not a good idea. Could cause some harm. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Wrigley Gum has been around for a while. We remember the commercials. Okay, you know, my problem with Wrigley Gum is it had flavor, and then all of a sudden it wouldn't taste too good after the flavor left. So I haven't really chewed Wrigley Gum for a while. But what I think has piqued a lot of our interest is how Wrigley was coming out with this new caffeinated gum. Now, Wrigley said it's going to temporarily halt sales and marketing after, you know, the FDA said they wanted to kind of check it out. Apparently, so many foods now are being infused with caffeine. And you got 5-Hour Energy, you got Red Bull, you got Monster Drink. There's so many things out there now that have caffeine, and people are going towards that. It's a big thing to now, you know, be caffeinated. And, you know, the FDA wants to make sure this gum, because this gum has the potential to be huge. You know how many of us are tired? And when we're tired, we decide to reach for food. You know, I notice that's one of my faults. Okay, you know, when I start getting tired during the day, I like to look for something sweet to boost my energy. And that's how 5-Hour Energy was able to, you know, market their commercials. Not very expensive looking commercials, are they? But they're just commercials of people looking tired in the office. They take their 5-Hour Energy and they're able to work. And it's like, whoa. It's funny, 2 days ago, somebody came to our office. I guess it's a rep. I don't know, because he came when I was on air, and I don't go to the office till after I do my show. I do my show 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, Pacific time. And you can hear us online at drdahlia.com. You can listen to us on Talk Superstation, multiple affiliates, as well as the iPhone or Android app that y'all could be carrying. Anyway, so we dropped off some 5-Hour Energy. Now, I've never taken it because I don't want to take in caffeine, because I see, you know, my husband, I see many people who take their caffeine in the morning, like their coffee, drink their coffee, they crash at about 2-3 in the afternoon. Well, I am already tired 2-3 in the afternoon. So if I'm already tired 2-3 in the afternoon, why would I take an energy drink in the morning? But I wanted to taste it. And when I tasted it, nah, I didn't like it. I mean, it's not medicine-y. Just, I don't know, maybe a little syrupy. I took a little baby sip, and I was like, nah. You know, and I know to get the effect, you'd have to kind of drink the whole thing or drink half of it, but I didn't like the taste. So, but gum, you throw some caffeine in some gum, this thing is going to be huge. Now, they say the amount of caffeine is supposed to equate to a half a cup of coffee. I get a little nervous about any of these caffeinated products, because we do see people that go into heart arrhythmias, or they do end up having, they go into atrial fibrillation. And I've seen that with people drinking diet drinks. And not diet drinks, caffeine drinks. And, you know, like Red Bull, Monster Drink, etc. And the reason why that's so concerning and why it happens, because people will say, Dr. Dahlia, I don't get it. Coffee doesn't do that, but these energy drinks do. Why? Well, because coffee is hot and you have to sip, and you sip it slowly, right? you sip your coffee throughout a long period of time. These energy drinks are like the 5-hour energy. You're supposed to pound it. So the reason why I haven't given Wrigley too much grief over this gum is because rather than it equating to a whole cup of coffee, it equates to half of one. So I guess there's a little less caffeine in there. It's less than some of the other things out there. And since it hasn't been out, I haven't seen any side effects yet with it. All right. But, you know, from what I understand, they're kissing up really nicely. Okay. Apparently President Casey Keller said after discussions with the FDA, we have a greater appreciation for its concern about the proliferation of caffeine in the nation's food supply. He says there is a need for changes in the regulatory framework to better guide the consumers and the industry about the appropriate level and use of caffeinated products. So they paused production and sales of the gum to give the agency time to regulate the caffeine-added products. Now, how much time that's going to happen? Now, apparently there's jelly bean extreme sport beans. Now, these are jelly beans that have caffeine infused in them, 50 milligrams of caffeine in every 100-calorie pack. There's also energy snacks with trail mix, chips, other products that have caffeine as well. And again, you know, our kids are already running around acting ADD as it is, even if they don't have ADD. And so caffeinating them, I don't think, is the smartest way to go. How long the FDA is going to take in regulating this and figuring it out? See, that's my problem. If they hurry and rush this, and I know the company's probably going to need them to kind of hurry and step on it because, I mean, they have a product to sell. They already put money into this product. But not to mention it gives time for other companies to start developing this. I mean, any gum brand, if they think this works, will have, could have a caffeine-infused gum type of product on the market. You know, you always want to be the first to do something. I mean, there's been doctors on the radio before, but people told me if I'm going to do what I want to do, I got to hurry. There's not a lot of doctors that sit there on the radio making fun of the studies, making fun of the listeners, making fun of themselves. Not a lot of that. You need to be the first. My only problem is there may be a reason why there's not a lot of doctors out there. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, it's been a busy week in the news between the Jody Arias verdict, the Benghazi hearings, although not a lot of media coverage on the Benghazi hearings. The only, I guess, outlet I've seen cover it is Fox News. Haven't really seen much anywhere else on that. And the Boston bombing suspects. Apparently, Tamerlan Tsarnaev had been watched by the FBI, from what we understand, a lot more than what was originally thought. And now a report has come out, according to the New York Times, that the FBI did not tell the Boston police about the 2011 Russian warning about Tamerlan Tsarnaev, one of the two brothers, the older brother, accused of the Boston Marathon bombing. Police Commissioner Edward Davis said that though some of his officers worked with the FBI on a joint terrorism task force, they did not know about his Russian trip or the Bureau's subsequent injury, which involved an interview with Mr. Tsarnaev and his parents. He said, had his department learned about the Russian tip, we would certainly look at the individual. They apparently FBI officers found no evidence of a crime and closed the case. Now, didn't we report a couple weeks ago that intelligence from Russia did contact America saying he could be a threat and did contact Homeland Security, and nobody did anything about it? So, of course, you know, people will say, you know, whenever you have somebody that commits a crime, it's very easy to go and, you know, be Monday morning quarterback, where you'll look and you'll look back and go, okay, well, you see, he did this. There were warnings out. There were red flags. But you know how many people out there are red flags? I mean, stinks is a nice word for it. When you go on Facebook and you see some of these hate pages, these very bloody, horrific hate pages, and then you see thousands of likes on those pages and people making comments, would that constitute as a red flag? People hating America, people hating Israel, people, Christopher Dahmer, the ex-LA cop who had been on the run and had threatened manhunts. There were Facebook fan page for him. There were people who were in love and supporters of James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooter suspect. You know, how does the government investigate each and every one? But when you have another country tell you, we think this guy is a threat, all right? To me, I think that should put him in the front of the line for being watched. And you just don't close the case. You still keep an eye on people. So, it's just one of those things where it's very easy to see the screw ups, but are they going to fix the screw ups? You know, whenever government says, like with what's happening with Benghazi, you know, whenever the government says it really didn't do anything wrong, it makes a lot of us nervous, because if somebody admitted that they did something wrong, and they were going to fix, or they were going to implement things so things were done better, that makes us feel better about a certain event not happening again. But when you have the government say there was nothing, you know, going on with them, we did the investigation, so we did our due diligence, all, you know, it was good, we did our part, there's no sign or inference that we're going to do a better job next time. And that's just what drives me crazy. Now, apparently, Tamarlan Tsarnaev has been buried. From what we understand, no funeral home had wanted to take him. And I guess secretly he had been buried in the middle of the night at an undisclosed place. You know, come to think of it, I don't know where Lee Harvey Oswald was buried. Right? He had shot JFK, and then he was shot himself, and I don't know where he was buried. I'm sure somebody knows. I haven't looked it up, but usually with something like this, they're going to probably keep it quiet, all right? Because unfortunately, the funeral homes, if they have a terrorist buried at their site, it could hurt business. Okay, they don't want to hurt business. Somebody would say, well, why would it hurt business? People would come to see. If you come to a funeral home, it's not like you're spending money. Okay, the people that spend money are the families that are planning to bury somebody there. So not a lot of people want to be buried where there's a terrorist. See? All right. Make sense? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Ariel Castro, who has been accused of holding captive Michelle Knight, Amanda Berry, and De Jesus, I apologize, I don't have her first name right in front of me. He has been charged with counts of rape as well as assault. And from what I understand, there may even be more charges against him, and imprisonment. And he has, I guess, been held on $8 million bail. But what was very interesting is he had been pulled over a couple years ago at a gas station. Apparently his license plate was off. It was either hanging down or sideways or something. And so the police officer, they actually interviewed the police officer that had stopped him. And people have been criticizing the police officer for not arresting him then and there, when the police officer had actually stopped him for something, you know, completely off the subject. It was, you know, it had to do with a license plate. And, you know, when I was listening to this, I'm like, but if the police officer had arrested him and nobody knew that the women were down there chained up, then, you know, the women could have starved to death. And they could have, you know, that's kind of a scary thought. Nobody knew they were down there. And so, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, we would have loved for this, you know, the assaults to stop. But, you know, do regular imprisonments and regular arrests involve somebody going to the house and making sure that there's nobody there hiding that would need to be taken care of? I don't think so. I think he would have been arrested. All right. Child Family Services would have made sure that the kids or any kids would have been with another family member. And if the whole family did not know what Ariel Castro was doing in Cleveland, having the three women, you know, buried in his or hidden in his basement, these women could have died if he never came back. Not that what they were going through was a walk in the park. I mean, it's horrible. You know, from what we understand, Michelle Knight is one of the three women that hasn't been able to surface on video because she, you know, had been pretty badly beaten. From what I understand, she's still in the hospital. And she was the one that actually delivered Amanda Berry's baby. They're saying that as she was delivering Amanda Berry's baby, Ariel Castro was screaming at both of them that if the baby died, they'd be killed. And she had gotten pregnant multiple times, but he had beaten her to the point, we think on purpose, to miscarry the baby. Kicked her stomach, done horrific things, horrible. And you know, so, I mean, you look at what happened to them, and then you hear, well, gosh, he could have been possibly arrested a few years before. Gina De Jesus was the third woman held at the home. She never became pregnant from what we understand. You know, but the cop had said, you know, look, I'm glad I didn't arrest him because somebody wouldn't have been able to, nobody would have known about these women, and they would have ended up dead because nobody would have been able to come back to feed him because he didn't notify any of the other family members, you know, that he was doing this sick activity day after day and holding them hostage. So, you know, as we get more information and as more stories surface, you know, it just blows your mind that something like this could happen. And from what I understand, De Jesus's father, there was a report saying that Gina De Jesus's father, within the first year of her being abducted, did break down homes to go in and apparently had been arrested because he wanted to go door to door looking for his daughter to see if she was there. You know, interesting how the instinct was there. You know, I mean, just thank God they were able to live this long. I mean, it blows your mind that these women were able to even live through miscarriages. All right? I mean, you know, going through a miscarriage, yes, it happens, and usually your body has some defenses, but you could bleed to death still, especially when he's traumatically kicking the abdomen. It blows my mind how these women were able to live all these years without medical help. It's crazy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Jody Arias, as we all know, has been found guilty of first-degree murder. She actually has said in a Fox interview that she would rather get death than life imprisonment. And she thinks her genes are too good and her health is too good that she would live too long for her to be able to deal with the life sentence. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who worked on the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. All right, so almost half of all parents admit to taking money from their children's savings, and 51% do not even feel guilty about it. A study conducted by money-saving website Coupons Codes for You polled 2,500 parents across the country to determine whether they had been in financial situations so desperate that it warranted borrowing from a child's funds. Of those who confessed they had dipped into the child's accounts, 36% said they needed the funds to pay bills, 12% admitted they put the money towards a family vacation, 29% said they used the funds to clear debt, 18% said they spent it on birthday presents and other items for various celebrations. Of the parents polled, 34% said they might dip into their kids' piggy bank, but it would depend on the situation, with most saying they would use the money if it was needed for health-related bills. But other parents said no, they would never take money from their child. 17% said they had never taken money from their child, either because they didn't want to endanger his or her future or because they knew they would feel guilty about it. But nonetheless, they said over half of parents surveyed said, yep, they had taken money from their child, and really weren't as concerned about that. Now, you know, I mean, for me, absolutely. I have, if I needed cash, I would tell my kids about it. I'd be like, all right, I need to borrow $20. I'll have Daddy pay you back today. And, you know, that, and that happens. Of course that happens. You wonder what, the kid likes it. You know, my older boy, he likes it. You know, he kind of felt like, yeah, you know, he was helping Mama out. Mama needs some cash. He gave Mama some cash so I could buy lunch or gas or whatever. And then he goes, yeah, you know, because so he kind of feels like he's helping and contribute to the family. He got the money back, no big deal. He feels special. Going into the bank accounts, though, I think all of us have either had that situation where we're like, oh, crap, you know. And, you know, when I was younger, when my parents had financial issues, absolutely. You know, I had saved for years in my bank account, and when they needed the money, they took it. They needed the money, and there went my college money. Now, luckily for me, I had a scholarship to college, so that's why they thought it was okay that my savings could go there. It just, I had wanted that money so I could move out of the house. I mean, I now I couldn't move out of the house because I didn't have the money. Well, I moved out anyway, and I just worked half a dozen jobs and, you know, got myself through school, and I was able to do it. And I remember it hurt. I remember not liking it, you know, and the reason why I didn't like it is because my parents didn't feel sorry about it. They didn't say, oh, well, we're going to, you know, pay you back. We, you know, we're having hard times, you know, thank you for, you know, are you okay with, you know, they didn't, you know, and it's not that they had to ask. They know I would have said yes, but the fact that they didn't ask and had no intention of giving it back to me, and when I had said that was my money so I could move out, they were like, well, we don't want you moving out anyway. You know, the intent was a little bit more difficult for me to swallow at the time. All right. But a lot of parents do it. I don't really think you should feel guilty. Now, if you're taking your kids' money because you're gambling with it or you're buying booze or drugs with it, yeah, you should feel guilty, absolutely. But, you know, with us, how I like to do things is if the money is in our account, where how it used to be until the recession, now bills take it all up. But what I used to do is I used to purposely squirrel money away to these different accounts, and I would label the accounts for my kids, so that the money would just automatically squirrel away so that they would have money for college, etc. But I knew that that would be an account where if, God forbid, we needed it, we could go back into it. But if the money was just sitting in our regular account, it would get spent. It's just one of those things. If you don't hide money to the side and squirrel it away, then you don't have that little pile for emergencies. And we aren't big spenders, but we have a lot of expenses between the practice and malpractice insurance and workman's comp insurance and staff, etc., and helping out family members. I mean, we have some huge expenses. It's pretty overwhelming. And so it's very easy for the money to just slip right through our fingers. Now, what I do, though, suggest to many of you, if you are in this position where you are going back and forth into your kids' piggy banks, all right, what I do recommend is a few things, okay? Well, one is bonds, although honestly, at times, we've had to cash the bonds. I mean, this recession is a depression. It is horrible. And I've told you guys, you know, with a lot of us doctors, you know, where I practice, half my patients don't have insurance. So we're seeing a lot less patients, and the patients that are coming in don't have insurance or can't pay their copays. And so, you know, you could only survive on fumes for so long. So for those of you that think doctors, like primary care doctors, are rich, no. All right. I mean, we're in the same boat. Nothing is recession proof. All right. But a lot of you, you know, that are going back and forth in between, you know, the kids' piggy banks, you know, bonds are sometimes good where you put the money in the bond and then you lock the bond up and try to forget about it and let those bonds build up. There's also like an online site where you could buy bonds and you could put it into specific accounts. But also it's very easy if you need the money at the click of a button for you to have the money deposited back into your account a day or two later. That's Treasury Direct. So, I mean, that I would recommend for those of you wanting to start another type of savings for your kids, you know, where it may be a back and forth type of transfer. What seems to, though, help, I think, a lot of people, although I don't know if now is the best time to do it, it would have been better to do before the recession, is to pay one of these prepaid tuition programs for the colleges, or do one of these, I don't know if it's called a 569 or something, you know, where it's like a mutual fund for the kids' college accounts. I don't really trust the stock market, even though I know the stock market is higher than it's ever been. I just don't know much about stock markets, and I don't feel that confident, so we never invested in the stock market. But what we did do was a prepaid tuition program through the state, so that if, God forbid, anything happened to us or we were ever having any financial difficulties, college for in-state was paid for. And some of these in-state tuition programs, you pay what basically the reason why it's a pretty damn good investment, I think. And again, I'm not, you know, I'm not Bob Brinker, or, you know, I understand I'm not Dave Ramsey, you know, giving y'all business advice. But what makes the prepaid tuition pretty smart is, you know, your baby could be 1 or 2 years old, and there's a price of what college would cost right then and there, at that, you know, with your baby being 2 years old or 3 years old, et cetera. Well, whatever you pay then will cover them for college at the inflated prices college will be years from now. So basically, if college, if a four-year college, all right, in-state, is going to be something like, I don't know the numbers, but here's an example. Some of my friends who did this 10 years ago, they paid $7,000 to $9,000 per kid. Well, that $7,000 to $9,000 now allows them to have 4 years of college, university college, like UNLV, UNR, for at whatever price it ends up being later. If it ends up being $20,000 for all 4 years, that, and, you know, when you look at that $11,000 return on the investment, that's not bad, especially since it can't go up and down. I know some of you are thinking, well, wait a second, what if the state goes under? What if the, I mean, I don't, you know, I think it's a long shot, but there's always risk to everything. You know, but what's nice about that is for those of you who have been trying desperately to save for your kids' college and you're scared to death that, you know, you're going to have to dip into that money. Sometimes putting the money into this prepaid tuition program, and I think there's still ways for you to get the money out if you really desperately need to, seems to lock it up a little bit better, you know? But I gotta tell you, you know, I don't want you all to feel guilty. If you're using it to pay the bills, you know, if you're using it to, you know, for the kids, I don't think you should feel guilty. But if you have a gambling problem, oh hell yeah, that money's gotta get locked up somehow. Because you don't want to mess up your kid's future. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about the man with the 132-pound scrotum and how he's doing since he's had the surgery. Yeah, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TrueCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget this Sunday is Mother's Day. Yeah, Mother's Day. We'll kind of talk about some kind of interesting ways and inexpensive ways to make your mom happy. You know, sometimes it's hard. You know, Mother's Day I can handle because, you know, my mom's still alive and, you know, I think I know what makes her happy. You know, I kind of ignore her most of the year, which isn't really nice. So, you know, the fact that I don't ignore her on Mother's Day is always good. You know, we do lunch or dinner or something. But some flowers always help. My mom likes flowers. You know, for me and my kids, I just want my kids to let me take a nap. If I could get a nap, if I could go to the bathroom without the kids running into the door, if I could get any privacy in my bathroom on Mother's Day, that's the biggest gift they could give me, right? Because they give me no privacy or no time to myself all year long, all right? So that's what I want. Father's Day is always harder because my dad died, you know? So, it is easier to celebrate because you don't have to do anything, but still, it's always a harder day for us. So for those of you whose moms are still with you, you know, give them the biggest kiss, biggest hug that you can. All right. Yeah, very interesting. Autistic children can see movement twice as quickly as those that don't have autism, which is maybe why they get very overwhelmed and appear to be hypersensitive to sounds and lights, etc. And so, you know, even though people think that autism is more of a social disorder, there may be some physical issues with their senses that could be also triggering this social issue. All right? Previous studies have found that people with autism possess enhanced visual abilities with still images. And, you know, this next study is saying that they could actually see things twice as quickly as others. You know, so I kind of look at, you know, remember the Spider-Man movie? Right? Remember the Spider-Man movie where he was able to see the punch before it happened, so we had time to react? Right? Because he saw things quicker than what the human eye could see because of his spidey sense. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes when people have to suffer with some sort of a loss, like with blindness, you know, we hear that their hearing seems to be then more acute, you know, or with people with bipolar. Some people, you know, they may get depressed and they have these mood changes, but their gift is being able to feel the higher octaves, being able to sing those notes that other people can't sing, being able to artistically see something that others don't. So sometimes for every curse, there's actually a gift. And, you know, maybe, you know, these kids, these autistic kids, and from what I've seen, and we have autistic kids in our family, all four of my nieces and nephews, from one mom in the family, two have Asperger's and two have autism. And I got to tell you, these kids are brilliant. Depending on whatever stage in the autism family, they are brilliant. And, you know, there's something that I think has to be tapped in on research-wise to better understand what is going on in the mind. And you may have these kids that are just so hyper-functioning that being in a human body on this earth right now is not, you know, jiving with what they can. You know, like a lot of times an autistic child doesn't engage. You know, you trying to tell them something and, you know, them engaging and focusing on you, that's one way to tell if a child may have autism. But maybe he did engage already and he moved on. And, you know what I mean? And he's working at a higher rate. Things are just getting done or being processed better. But because they're processed better, it's not coming out in terms of words. It's not coming out socially. The body is slowing it down. You know, maybe that's a theory behind autism. I don't know. You know, because you'll make eye contact pretty quickly with an autistic child. He'll look away. He won't engage. And so, maybe that's why. Maybe he thought already I did engage. I don't have to sit there and look at mom any longer than I have to. So interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The study has come out saying red hair pigment may actually raise melanoma risk. And we've known that people who were redheaded were usually lighter skinned. And if they were lighter skinned, they were more at risk for cancer. Well, this is another study saying the red in the redhead's hair could actually be the culprit. Not just the whole picture, but there may be the red part of the hair that's causing this. Co-author of the study, Dr. David Fisher, and his research team uncovered an apparent link between red hair pigment and melanoma last fall. They used genetically altered mice that have been given a mutant gene that increased the risk of contracting skin cancer. Now the researchers are taking the next step, asking why the body created the red hair pigment called pheomelanin and why that could be prompting that risk. Now, many of you that are redheaded and, you know, have dyed, you know, your hair blonde or dyed your hair brown and, you know, you'll hear a story like this and go, well, what should I be doing? You know, because I was born redhead. Well, then what we recommend is, and I wouldn't even recommend dyeing it. I think red hair is gorgeous. But what we recommend then is you at least see a dermatologist once a year. Talk to the dermatologist, all right, and say, you know, look, I'm a redhead. You know, I'm lighter skinned. What do you recommend for melanoma screening? They'll talk to you about skin protection, et cetera. But just, you know, make sure that you're getting watched a little closer. They also think UV light is a contributor to melanoma, as we all know, and that it could cause unstable oxygen containing molecules that can damage cells. And this oxidative process could maybe be more encouraged by red hair. So, you know, we'll keep you posted on this, but, you know, always get your skin checked. My frustration is I think a lot of us need sun. We do. And, you know, it's hard to balance how to avoid skin cancer, yet, how to still get the sun that we need to stay healthy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, a study has come out that if women get the flu in pregnancy, it may actually raise bipolar risk for the baby. But there's been studies showing women that get the flu when they're pregnant and links to schizophrenia in the child. Now they're saying bipolar as well. Now, we've talked about bipolar, very intense mood swings. You have bipolar 1, which is more intense than bipolar 2. Catherine Zeta-Jones had last week checked into a facility to go through further treatment of bipolar 2, preemptively, she said. But bipolar, you could have the depression, you could have the mania, overactivity, various forms of depression, etc. And, you know, they looked at people who were born in the early 1960s, and bipolar disorder was nearly four times as common in people whose moms had caught the flu when they were pregnant. Now, I don't even remember if I got pregnant during my pregnancy. I don't really remember much with my pregnancy. I mean, I don't even remember. I remember wanting to eat sushi with one and a lot of carbs with the other, and both kids respectively eat, you know, one loves sushi and the other one loves carbs. So that, you know, I definitely think there's a there's a connection between what you eat during pregnancy and the baby. Interesting, though, I worked out a lot during the first pregnancy. He doesn't like working out. So that's interesting. I don't remember getting the flu. I think I remember getting a cold, and that's about it. But we always recommend the flu shot for our pregnant patients and yearly flu shots. So just another study out there we're kind of keeping you informed of. Now, eyelash extensions. We're going to probably be talking about this more tomorrow. Eyelash extensions are huge. You know, and once I learned about eyelash extensions, you know, I mean, I know mascara does so much, but now it looks like everybody is wearing eyelash extensions on TV, reality TV. When you get your makeup done, they add eyelashes to you. All right? It's just the thing. And, you know, when you look at like, Nicki Minaj on American Idol, big, thick eyelashes. All right, well, those aren't her own. They're obviously adhesive eyelashes. Well, they're saying now that the adhesives used for eyelash extensions can carry risk of infection, allergic reaction, and can possibly cause your natural lashes to fall out. Now, I've only done that once, but I noticed there was some oxidative process with the glue. I guess it's brown, light brown, and then it turns black with oxygen. Well, some of these adhesives actually can't, you know, contain formaldehyde. So we'll talk about the risk, but interesting nonetheless. All right, guys, be well, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. God bless.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.